Sales of children's books by Indigenous authors and illustrators have skyrocketed in recent years, and both kids and parents can't get enough. On top of being a much-needed increase in the representation of stories about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, experts say the stories are invaluable tools in the campaign to boost literacy. David Sparks prepared this report.
Teeny weeny icky kinny was a sad bird with a yellow cross.
The Indigenous Literacy Foundation has been trying for years to boost reading and writing among Indigenous children and promoting books by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander authors and illustrators.
What is it? No way, Irkapai, you're not eating me today.
Yellow duck, what do you see? I see a blue horse looking at me.
But making sure there were enough Indigenous books wasn't always easy. The Foundation's chief executive is Curran Williams.
We have a program which is called Book Supply, and over the past 5 years that has increased from delivering 49,000 books to remote communities to this year to nearly 100,000. When we started buying books, it was very difficult to find a lot. But now in our programs, we're delivering over 40% of the 100,000 books are written, illustrated, and or published by Indigenous publishing or mainstream presses.
And with more Indigenous books in the mix, there's also been an increase in sales.
I think it's come from all areas of Australian society. So from education, schools obviously are driven by a curriculum that is based around getting to know more about First Nations people, about our culture, history, and to get kids right from the word go reading about our First Nations people.
Big publishing companies are on board, but it's the small Indigenous publishers driving the increased demand. One of those is Mugabala Books, based in Broome. Its sales have increased by 360% in the last 5 years. Last year alone, it sold 160,000 books for children and young adults. Mugabala's chairperson is Edie Wright.
I think Australia's maturing. The readers are more interested than ever in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander perspectives and stories. There's a real groundswell, I've noticed, of a range of people, schools, parents, grandparents, wanting to read these stories to their kids. The genres are so incredibly diverse. For example, we have some with cultural contents. We have some with universal stories. You know, some have historical content and they touch on things like Stolen Generation, on the way returned Indigenous soldiers were treated. You know, gone are the days of just creation stories.
And with more books representing their culture, Edie Wright says Indigenous children are more motivated to keep reading.
In a classroom, it allows an Indigenous child to be a leader. Suddenly, these kids are the ones with all the answers in the classroom, you know, sharing their culture. And, you know, the self-esteem that these kids get from that, you just can't put a price on it.
And that's Edie Wright, the chairwoman of Mugabala Books, David Sparks reporting there.